step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Good morning. Is this Chief Meteorologist Gil Simmons from WTNH News 8?
I love you.
Oh, my God, Gil, I love you. How are you?
I guess I'm just your snowman. You only want to talk to me.
I know.
When we have a nor'easter or Gil, how much snow? But you know what? I'm willing to rekindle the flame. You know what I mean?
Let's do it, because guess what? Now we've got a tropical storm.
Listen, this thing, I don't have many hairs as it is, but I may pull the remaining 8 right out of my scalp today.
So tell me, what is going on? Because I can't even follow it along.
Well, here's the deal. It's down in the mid-Atlantic now. It's going to be moving our way. This thing's going to be somewhat of a quick hitter. I want everybody in place and ready for this thing by 1 o'clock this afternoon. The wind is going to pick up all at once. This is not going to be a flooding rain issue for our area, but it is going to be a wind issue. Even around Hartford, the interior, gusts 50 to 65 miles per hour.
Okay.
Now, considering all the trees have leaves, we are expecting some power outages, so I think that's one of the bigger things.
Yep.
And you know, Courtney, there could be some tornado warnings with this as well. That is something that I've already been seeing down south in Maryland this morning earlier. That's moving right up in our direction, so make sure your phone is charged. Make sure you have that News 8 app. Make sure it's close by in case there is a warning. Remember, a warning means it's happening or about to happen. And by 10 o'clock tonight, the stars will be out and the wind will be settling down. You're back to a good hairdo.
Well, guess what? There hasn't been a good hairdo since March, but so that's okay.
You're telling me. March of, like, you know, 2000.
I know. I'm feeling the same way. Chief Meteorologist Gil Simmons, WTNH News 8. Okay, so expect 1 p.m. Get ready. You know, stay in place. We're going to have some high winds, a little bit of rain, maybe a tornado watch as well.
Yes, or a tornado warning. And, you know, a couple of pointers. I would keep that phone charged, but I would also turn my refrigerator on a colder setting in case you lose power for a while. The stuff will last a little bit longer. And I don't like to talk up these events, but I am concerned when you start getting above 50 miles per hour with all the leaves on the trees.
True.
We should expect some power outages, unfortunately.
True.
And,
okay.
Gil, tomorrow would be a good day for my wife to go up and pick up debris?
Yes, you still have her assigned. I remember that was the case the last storm. Has she picked it all up from the last storm?
Yeah, and we're still together, believe it or not.
Oh, man, she is skilled, I guess.
She is
definitely skilled.
Gil Simmons, thank you so much for checking in with us and giving us the scoop on this tropical storm headed our way right around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you so much, Gil.
Thank you. I love you guys. Let's be careful, and we'll get through it.
All right. We love you, too. Bye, Gil.
Bye.
J.P. Sachs, Julia Michaels, If the World Was Ending, all the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:25. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, most people do this. I definitely fall in this category. Courtney does. Gavin, unfortunately, doesn't.
Ooh, I do not?
He actually does this all morning long, and it sometimes drives me nuts.
Takes selfies.
No.
Plays games.
Nope.
What? Eat bananas.
Constantly eating.
Oh, yeah. He is a snacker, muncher, grazer.
Yeah, I'm a grazer, big time. I'm not eating anything right now, unfortunately.
No, yeah, that's kind of funny. Yeah, usually
he's got a giant, Jeff, he's got a shopping bag right behind his chair of all these snacks in it.
All kinds of snacks.
25% of adults actually don't eat breakfast in the morning. Courtney and I definitely fall into this one.
Yeah.
And, it goes on to say that a lot of adults don't eat their first meal until noon.
Oh, that's not good.
Which is true for me. I mean, I wake up at like 3:15. Have you ever tried making bacon and eggs and bagels and
Well, there was a time. That'd be when I was strolling in. So, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I have tried that.
Yeah, I mean, if you have like a family and stuff, it's tough to make breakfast in the morning.
Right.
I mean, that For me, anyways.
That early in the morning.
I mean, I would be eating again at 8 o'clock in the morning if I was eating breakfast. So, yeah, a new survey says that most adults don't eat their first meal until noon.
And let me just say, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think the fasting is okay as long as you break your fast with something healthy like at noon.
Yeah, because that's like part of the keto diet,
yeah,
right?
Kind of, yeah. They're like, breakfast. You know what?
It's the most important meal of the day.
For some it is.
You have
but
to have it.
Tell you what, it makes me want to take a nap. I eat and I want to go back to bed. So I need to keep the energy up.
Yes.
That's what I need to do. All right. 627, War of the Roses out of New Britain this morning. A new one coming up at 7:15. The Weeknd, Heartless, all the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, Hollywood Time. Wow. The Bachelorette with Claire Crawley came to an abrupt end 2 weeks into taping. She quit rather than string along a bunch of guys, she says. She fell in love with Dale, who is the guy who got the first impression rose, and they're engaged. That's how quick it was. Either they knew each other before and we were set up, or this is like typical love at first sight.
Yeah, or they're doing it just for the ratings.
I mean, it could be. Producers then made an emergency phone call to Bachelor in Paradise alum Tayshia Adams. She has stepped in to replace Claire as the Bachelorette. Additional men were asked to arrive to the COVID-free La Quinta Resort in California, right in the desert. The Bachelorette will restart once the new arrivals test negative following a 2-week quarantine. So the new guys come in, they have to stay in their rooms for 2 weeks, test negative, and then they can get back to what, you know, the Bachelorette. I can't believe she fell in love with the first guy who got the first rose, and they're planning a wedding right now.
Now, when they do this testing, are they only testing for COVID, or are they testing for things as well?
Everything.
Or is that after?
I have no idea. I mean, I've seen Bachelorette in Paradise, in Paradise.
Yeah.
They probably should do some testing. Yeah. Rumor is Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are not co-parenting anymore. They're actually a happy couple back together again and co-parenting.
Oh, yes.
Really? Yes. Goodness. A family friends. They're very much together. Khloe is beyond happy and so in love that they're back together.
Same here.
And Kim Kardashian's best friend, Jonathan Cheban, was robbed at gunpoint in New Jersey. He was wearing a watch valued at $250,000. He was wearing basically a house on his wrist.
Yeah.
And the watch was ripped off his wrist, causing him injury. As well, police have released a sketch of the suspect as well. So if you want to take a look at the suspect, I've got that sketch. And of course, more on all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Strong winds today, rain, possible tornado warnings, and power outages. And it'll all start right around 1 o'clock this afternoon. So what they say, bat down the hatches.
That's right.
Batting them down because the tropical storm is headed our way. All right, it is a 6:50 time for you to share your good news with us. If you've got good news and you'd like to share it, call us 860-247-9570. Good news if you like, if you like free stuff and you like cheesecake.
Yeah, if you're going to be batting down the hatches at your house, you want some free cheesecake, well, the Cheesecake Factory is offering free slices of cheesecake all this week. All you have to do is order $12 or more using the DoorDash app, and then you put in the promo code Cheesecake20. Boom, you get a free piece of cheesecake
you
with
said
your order.
$12 more.
$12. A $12 order. Which pretty much any order pretty much at Cheesecake Factory is going to be $12.
Okay.
You know, so you get that, you get the free cheesecake. Boom. Perfect.
All right, I love it. All right, I've got good news if you're a college student. Natty Light, offering college students dorm from home, they're calling it.
Ooh.
Created a mobile dorm room stocked with beer, a TV, a mini fridge, and a gaming system. They're going to give it away to one lucky college student during their dorm from home contest.
That's pretty cool. So basically, they're taking your parents' basement and putting it in a trailer for you.
Pretty much. To score the dorm room, all you have to do is post a photo showing why you need your own space this semester using their social media account and convince them that you're really, really desperate to get out of the house and get your own little dorm room. So that's my good news.
That's
Walmart
pretty
cool. Jeff, what's your good news?
My good news is that nobody got hurt in this story. Animals didn't get hurt. People didn't get hurt. But a bear out in California actually broke into a parked vehicle at a park. The bear broke the back window, hopped inside, ransacked the inside of all the food and stuff like that. and then made off. Apparently, this was a college student's car
who
had a lot of fast food, like wrappers, on the back seat of the floor and stuff like that. And
random fries.
Yeah, the bear smelled it, broke into the car. So the good news is nobody got hurt. The bad news is the kid needs a new car.
And some more food, probably.
And some more food, yeah.
Hey, do you have good news? Would you like to share it with us? It doesn't matter what it is. Call us with your good news right now, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. We're doing it. It is War of the Roses time this morning. We're going to New Britain. War of the Roses, if you think your significant other is cheating, you call us. We get answers by offering your significant other roses, and we try to feel them out a little, right?
Yeah, we always get answers.
All right, well, Rachel's on the line having a problem with her boyfriend, and I think his name is Cole. She's there. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, so you called us about your boyfriend, Cole. Tell us a little bit about why you think he's cheating. What's going on?
Oh, okay, so he's just been really weird lately, and I don't know. It just his behavior's just totally changed. He's coming up with weird excuses. We used to see each other way more often, and it's just he's been distant, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So that is a big sign. Like, if you weren't distant before, and I think you told me you were dating like not quite 6 months, but that's kind of early on. You should be together all the time.
Still in the hot and heavy phase, right? There. Yeah.
So all of a sudden he's acting distant and cold.
Right. I mean, this is 6 months, so we should be like honeymoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would think so. So are you getting like that women's intuition that something's going on?
You know, my like eye kind of twitches, and I don't know if that's like my my sense or not, but I just something's wrong.
That might be caffeine. But yes, I believe in women's intuition. And if you're only 6 months in and you're really into this guy, it's better to find out now than 6 years in. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to call up Cole. We're going to offer him a dozen roses. We'll try to get some info out of him. You'll be listening in at any time, Rachel. If you want to confront your boyfriend, feel free to do it, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, Rachel. We're going to call Cole. You'll be listening in and jump in anytime you want, okay?
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Jeff, try not to be so jerky. I can't with you.
Well, do you agree, though, if she's having issues right now?
Hello, I had issues on the first date with Mr. Automotive. It's been 15 years.
Amazing years.
15 amazing friggin' years.
Okay. Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Cole there?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
Hey, Cole, this is Dylan from Flowers Express. How are you today?
I'm good. How about you? What's this about?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. Hey, I was just calling to give you a heads up that you actually won our weekly online contest, which is a dozen free roses courtesy of Flowers Express.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, basically, it's like if you haven't heard, we've been doing this for quite some time. It's like a pay it forward promotion where we're not going to send you the flowers, but you can send someone the flowers. We'll send them on your behalf.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it does. So it sounds like you're down with the promotion. So we have the flowers here. They are actually ready to go out today. We can fill out a card if you'd like.
Would you be able to split the bunch of roses up into three and send it to three different people?
Yeah, why not? I mean, we got plenty of time. Business is pretty slow right now. So, yeah, we can definitely hook three people up. I have the card in front of me. Do you want to write something on the cards?
Yeah, and I'll make it easy. Each one can just say the same thing. Just put, I think about you constantly.
On all three cards, you want me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have the three cards. Do you want me to, like, personalize each one?
Yeah, so the first name would be Kyla.
Okay.
Second name, Megan. And then the last one is Rachel.
Megan. And then Rachel.
Who? Who?
All right, I got to jump in. Cole, it's Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Kiss 95.7, you're on the radio. Cole, that's your girlfriend, Rachel. Go ahead, Rachel.
Oh, my God. Cole, who are these people? We've been together for 6 months. Who are these people?
Cole, she wants to know who these people are. Cole, who's Kayla or Kyla, and who's Megan?
All right. Rachel, you should have, like, known this was a thing when we first got together, but I have a lot of love to give, and I can't just be held down by one woman, so I don't see why this is such a big issue.
Rachel?
Thinking about you constantly? Really?
So, Cole, you mean to tell me you've got three girlfriends? Kyla, Megan, and Rachel. Those are three girlfriends, or what?
Yeah, girlfriends, if you want to put a label on it.
Oh, my God.
A label on it?
Cole, did you have the conversation with Rachel to be exclusive? Like, if you're exclusive, and now you got two other girlfriends?
Look, I mean, I don't know if that's what she wanted when we started the relationship, but I felt like I gave off the right vibe to be like, hey, I, you know, have a lot of love to give, and people just want what I'm giving out, so I got to share it with the world, you know?
A lot of love to give. You're so selfish and so mean. You're such a scumbag.
I'm actually blown away, Cole, that you think that Rachel should have known because you were giving off the right vibe that you were a cheater. I mean, come on. Be a man and at least tell her. Speak it. Not give off the vibe. What the frig is that?
What kind of vibe is that?
I don't know what kind of vibe that is, Rachel, but if I were you, I would be so pissed. I would be done with Cole. I would cut him loose and let him spread his seed and share his love to whoever he wants, but stay out of it.
Yeah, it's done. It's over, okay?
Okay, it's done and it's over. Cole, it's over with Rachel. I suggest for Rachel, because it's hard to hear, you get rid of her phone number, delete it, and delete everything you have on. If you have her Facebook, her Instagram, or Twitter, be done with it, because apparently she doesn't want you spreading your seed.
All right, well, look, you know, it's her loss. Other people, this is what they want, so.
Okay, good.
Wow.
Well, hopefully, Kyla and Megan got your vibe and know that you're doing that to them, too. Hopefully they got your vibe, Cole. Rachel, I want you to hold on the line. You and I will chat off the air. Cole, have fun. Have fun hoeing around, Cole.
Oh, I will.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.